started off this year because we came across the Yisod that we did when we were learning the Gemara Bava Metzia. And since it's the Yisod, so I wanted to go over it for the guys. Everybody should have access to it. So I'm doing it again. It's part of the Shavua Shir. If we leave it in the... even though we did it in Shiva, it's not going to become available. Because a lot of people listen to the Shavua Shir.
Wow.
Okay.
Unless you have someone, you don't want just, to go through the
effort. It won't take just a few minutes. Okay, so the Gemara is Daf Yud Amud Aleph Bava Metzia. Tofes the Balchov Makom Shechov L'Acherim. So there's a machlokes whether you can do that or not, which means that if you have two Balei Chovos, and you can't bear for one because you're taking away from the other one's rights. And the same thing by Metzia, that since everybody has a right to have them take the Metzia, so if you take a Metzia for your friend, so then you're taking away the opportunity from another guy in the world. So it's Machlokas whether you could do that or not. So we wanted to define the Machlokas. The Machlokas, we said, was like this. The question is, by a Balchov, for instance, is it the Schusse Mamon that you have? I'm a Balchov on somebody, so I have Schusse Mamon and his property. Is it just Schusse Mamon, or is it Schusse Gviya itself? The actual collection is part of the Schuss. Same thing would be by Metzia. Is the Schuss and Metzia the ownership, I have a right of ownership of the Metzia? Or the Schuss of the Metzia is the collection of the Metzia, the acquisition of the Metzia itself is part of the Schuss. So if it's the acquisition, so that means that I have a Schuss to be there first. So being there first is part of the Schuss. So then if I tell somebody else to do it, for me, I have no right because this person is taking away another person's schus. But if you say that the schus is just the ownership and the acquisition is a chitimtza, is just a circumstance, so I could tell somebody, help me out with the circumstance. I'm not taking away from the guy's intrinsic schus. And the same thing would be by Balchov. So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says that Eisei Rav Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman says that Tofes Balchov is Lokana. So he asked him the question of Metzias Pol La'atzmo, that the Pol's Metzias belongs to himself. Except that's when he says, do a specific work for me today. But when he says, do Malacha Stam, so then the Metzias belongs to the Balabayas. So the question is, when this Pol picks it up for the Balabayas, he's actually infringing on somebody else's rights, because the other guy has a right to pick it up, and he's taking it for the balabais, he's taking it for somebody. If you take it for yourself, there's no problem, because you have that right. But he doesn't have the right to take it for himself, because he's taking it for his balabais. So the Gemara says that that's no problem. Why? Because the case of a poel is different than the case of a shaliach. Or a case of a shliach, or a case where you tell somebody to do it for you. The difference is that by a poel, his hand is an extension of the balabayas' hand, because the balabayas is kona the maisi adayim for the poel, and from the poel. So the maisi adayim, it's his maisi adayim. So it's actually as if he actually did it himself. So that's not a kasha on Rav Nachman. So to make a shliach. We'll learn our faces. Make a shliach, he can't, because he's tough as b'chol makom shechov l'acherem. The shliach has no shaychus to the mashalach. But over here, it's not a question of the shliach picking it up and being zocha for the mashalach. It's a question of the poel actually picking it up, means the balabais himself is picking it up. So that's different. So then he's not infringing on anybody else's chus. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'amarav Pol yechalachz ba'afil b'chatziyom," that a Pol can change his mind even in the middle of the day. So the Gemara's question is that if he can change his mind, so you can't say that the balabayas bought him out, because if the balabayas bought out his ma'aseh dying for the day, so it's a kinyanless man and it's chal, and he can't change his mind. So how come the law is he's allowed to change his mind? So the Gemara says, that's true that he's allowed to change his mind, but until he changes his mind, it's considered as if it's the Maisi Adayim of the Baal HaBayis. Okay? All right. So the Gemara says, but why can he change his mind? The Gemara says, he could change his mind because it says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadam, avadam heim v'lo avadam l'avadam. So that's a pasuk in the Torah, in Behar. And the pasuk says that God doesn't like the Jews to be avadam, because avadai heim. So therefore, he gave the poor reshus to be chozer. In other words, what it means is that there's a din in choshen mishpat, that he really was con- but until that time, it's the ma'isi adayim of Baal HaBayis. So how does that work? So the choshen mishpat really is chal, that it's his ma'isi adayim. But along comes the kili b'nei Yisrael avadam avadayim, and overrides the choshen mishpat, and gives this gavra reshus to be chozer. But until he invokes the Orach Chaim, he still is, the Kenyan is still in extant, it still is in existence. Okay? So that's basically the way it works.
Right.
Okay, so Taisva says an interesting thing. Taisva says... As the Taisva says, Nira li, the mikamakam mutu adam lahaskir atzma. Funny Taisva? Taisva says that it's mutu for a person to rent himself, to be a laborer. So apparently Taisus perceived that being a laborer might involve an issur. Because until he's chozer, he's in violation of the kinyan is chal and the ma'isei adayim, he's in violation of kinyan Yisrael avadam avadayim. So Taisus says, if that were the case, everybody's over in avera who takes a job. Okay? So Taisva says, no, daf gevet ivri sheni yochel lachzebo. A person can become a laborer. Why? Because it could be the fact that he could be chozer, that itself removes the yisr. The Orach Chaim halacha of avadayim, which allows him to be chozer, that itself removes the yisr. The only time you have the yisr is by an eved. Because an Eved really is any Yechol Lachzebo. And he's not Yotze before Zmano, except with Shtah Shichur. So he is over Avodayim. Okay? He's over Avodayim. So it's an interesting thing. That Taisva holds that an institution of the Torah, which is Mocher Atzmo, you're over an Issa. So why did the Torah allow it? You're over an Issa. And Taisa even thought you might have been over in this way by a Sochir. Another interesting point is the Gemara learns it out from Kili b'nei Yisrael avadam avadayim. That's really that's halacha by Yovel. It's not halacha by Sochir. That pasuk speaking by Yovel, that the Yovel Yetze, that you can't make a kinyan on an eved beyond Yovel, even with Ritzia. Okay? So, it's a funny kind of thing, that it's really by Yovel, and but the Gemara applies it to a Socher. But Taisa says there's no Isser by the Socher, because the Torah set it up in a way to remove the Issa. But by an Eved, there is an Issa. But the Torah doesn't allow the Issa to go on forever. The Torah came in abruptly by Yovel and removed the Gavra against his will. Didn't allow it to go on forever. So what kind of a funny, strange system is this? Sometimes the Torah allows the Issa. Sometimes the Torah creates a situation where, it's mafkiya the Yisr, and sometimes the Torah allows it, and then sometimes the Torah is mafkiya bal korcho. I mean, if it's an issue, why did the Torah allow it? So you see that the Bali Torah Shebal Peh held that there's an Isser, and might even be an Isser by a Poel. So apparently you see yourself in the Torah, that not every institution that the Torah sanctions is something which the Torah recommends. It's something which the Torah recommends. The Torah can sanction an institution, like an institution of Mochar Atzmo, but nevertheless, it doesn't mean that you're not over an Issa. So you'll ask me the question, if you're over an Issa, so how could I buy an Eved? I'll be over an Issa of Lifnei Evil Asita Machshol. So the answer is, it's not a technical structural Issa. See, the Issa is an Issa in terms of Shlemus Adam, lacks in Shlemus Adam. So something that lacks in Shlemus Adam, the Torah doesn't necessarily legislate. You see? As a matter of fact, sometimes the Torah holds that under extenuating circumstances, if it's a matter of lacking in Shlemus Adam, so then the Torah allows it. Because perhaps he's in a situation where another Shlemus Adam is involved. But it can't take away the Issa. So that's the case. That's really the answer to this problem. The fact of a daihein is not a structuralist, or otherwise we have a lifneiva. So the Torah wouldn't allow you to buy an eved ivri, to be over an iser, machshel somebody. But the answer is that it's not a technical structuralist. But it's an Issa in Shlemus Adam, he lacks in a concept of being an Eved Hashem. So there, the Torah doesn't legislate. Sometimes the Torah allows it. Because perhaps he needs it, something else, he's muchruch, something worse could happen to him, or become a ganav, whatever the reasons. We can't go into the reasons, we don't know the reasons. But sometimes the Torah allows it. But interesting here is that the Torah allowed it in three different ways. One way, it gave the Rishus Chazara to the Poel, right? To the Sahir. And in the second way, it allowed the Isser Bafashay Shonim. The third way, it was Mafkiya the Isser, because that's going too far already. So the Torah had to be Mafkiya by Yovel. Okay? So the Torah adjusted this imperfection in terms of Shlemus Adam at several different points. The proof that the Torah sometimes allows you to do an Isser is from this very case itself, in the case of Nirtzeh. Of course, the Gemara says, Ozen Shasham al Har Sinai, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'holach zev, v'kona adam la'atzmo. That's why the Ozen was chosen to be the object of Ritzia. So you see that there's an Isser, Ozen Shasham al Har Sinai, but nevertheless, you see Ritzia is an institution. So that's a proof positive that something that's an institution can nevertheless be something that the Torah doesn't recommend. Doesn't stop him, but it doesn't. The Torah doesn't have any nachas from his asiyah. You're better off not doing it. Okay. So in other words, like this, that why was the Torah mafkiya by a lomo shel yovel? Because the Torah felt that if it goes beyond yovel, then it'll really be a total devastation to the avodah ayin. In the poel, the Torah didn't see anything wrong with it. In the eved, the Torah saw, and even in ritzia, the Torah saw that it's bad, but it won't mean his ruination. Won't mean his ruination. So he's over. He lacks in shlemus, but it doesn't mean his ultimate ruination. So the Torah had to weigh the situations and implement the halachas accordingly. But the yesod is that you see that many institutions in the Torah really are not meant for the person who is on a high level to be used. Yeah, for instance, I'll give you another example, which I think is a very good practical one. Some people are under the impression that Gezalakam is mutter, so they cheat on taxes. Really, Gezalakam, the Paskin, is usher. But there were Tanoim that held Gezalakam is mutter. Does that mean that those Tanoim held you can just go and steal from a guy? The answer is absolutely not, because the Melechayv stuck on Mishpat. So Mishpat demands that this isn't Mishpat if you steal from them. You see, the B'nai Shaul suffered because it wasn't just that they took away the jobs from the Givonim. Yeah, the Gemara says it. They weren't just them. So what?
I'm not sure. I think so.
No, I think it's not Gemara. So you see that Mishpat applies to Goyim, Mishpat applies, Melchay Stokal Mishpat is Melchay Kol Aretz. He's always Stokal Mishpat. So what does it mean? It means you're not over the technical Isser of Gezel. But the Isser is Ki Datal Mayim Yashayitzaves, Bonavas, Beso, Achra, Veshamu, Derech, Hashem, Lasa, Stokal Mishpat, those are all B'nai Noach. And they had a B'nai Noach. And it was Lasa, Stokal Mishpat. So the only case I could think of is if a guy's a Russia and you know that he was a Ganef and he stole a guy, that then you wouldn't have you wouldn't be stuck with the technical Isser. But if it's a technical Isser, you couldn't do it even then. But basically, you can't do it. Also, you see, the Gemara says that a person has a right to marry off his daughter as beating a satelisha zeh, so he can marry off his daughter when she's a ktana. But the Gemara says, Asla Adam she yasi as bito, because she's a ktana, tigdal the talmud, but plani ani rotza, because it doesn't lead to vahaftal recha kamocha. Same thing, lechiyim gorish as bito loma. What kind of a person sells his daughter? I mean, the institution was made for certain extenuating circumstances that Klal Yisrael have to live through, different circumstances. But if a person that really does such a thing is a Russia. Okay. Right. Now, another proof that we mentioned, that there's an issue on an imperfection, even though it's not a tzuris, it is an isser, but it's not a tzuris isser. So the Ramban mentions by Gaiva, by a melech. Levilti rum levava me'echov. So levilti rum levava me'echov is an isser gaiva. But it's not a technical isser. It's not there. Many times you know a klal, though, that many times, if not most of the time, the yisurim that are not technical are more serious than the yisurim that are technical. The technical yisurim is the society can't do that, because then it will destroy the society. But levilti rum levava me'echov, the yisur gaiva is kolam is goyah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no place for me and him in the same olam. So these things are really, could be terrible things, but the Torah can't aser it, because the Torah has to be a system that promotes a derech for a person to get to perfection. And you can't promote that derech by just simply ossering anything that's an imperfection in Shlemus Adam. Okay?
I think you mentioned also two wives taking on.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's true also. I mean the Chaim Ben Gershon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rav was very mocked on that, by the way. It was very machbid on not giving a het to Meir Rabbanim. Because he held that they have to both be treated equally. So apparently he held it wouldn't be mishpat. So you see that the Torah tolerated two wives, but the Torah didn't think it was the best, even though it wasn't the best situation. I think the Chazal say, and it says there's no record in Chazal of having more than one wife. But and the Navi criticizes a guy that takes another wife also. says Avram did it only with the Rishus of Sarah, and the others only did it with the Rishus. But to do it like this is really not is not a perfection. Actually, Lex and Shlemus Adam. So that's why Rabbeinu Geshem came along and he gave it a structural issa as a chera. Okay.
There's another novel.
You mean a Macy Eitz Arah is also with Neiver. That's not a structural issa. But the thing is, you can't. There's no lifneiver where the Torah has an institution of heter, because the other guy, the other party, has a right to it. Since the Torah gave him the right to be mocher atzmo, you can't not do it because lifneiver. That doesn't make any sense because the Torah gave him the right to do it. So even though it's an iser in terms of shlemus adam, but you have no right to. There's no lifneiver because the Torah gives you an institution of heter. He has a right to sell himself. You know what I mean? So, where there's a structural heter, where there's a structural heter institution, there can't be any lifneiver. It's not possible. It'll be a tati disaster.
No, I just.
Okay. So you have a grow over here on the Tesis. The Tesis says a socher is not over an iser. Why? Because of the fact that he can be chozer. So the grow says not everybody agrees with that because Tesis holds apparently that as long as you can be chozer, you're not over. But there's a Mordechai that says that even if you can be chozer, You're still over an Isser. Where's the Mordechai? It's at the end of Bava Metzia. Yeah. Okay. He says near Ali, it's near the end. It's on Daf. Some Gemaras have the. It's pay Bava Metbeis, pay Bava Metbeis, and the end of the second column. Next page is pay Zion is the end of the Mordechai in Bava Metzia. Okay, so he says like this. He says, V'nira li, the mehai taima, of course he said like this, that, the pasuk says, ki mishnah schar socher avotcha, dahainu sheish, ki v'chsev bi yeshaya, shalosh shanam ki mei socher, and kain evad ivri vav shanam, hainu mishnah schar socher. So, evad ivri is mishnah schar socher, so it's 6 years. V'nira li says, the mehai time yesh li zor le malamed o le sofer o shor malachos yesh li zor le malamed o le sofer o shor malachos mi lahaskir atzmo lios be beis balabayis lios be keva imo the lios somach al shulchano the li hefzik yosem mi gimel shonim the kol tfei mi shalosh shonim nafkelem yitara sochir. Even though it's not an evel chol chosav, so here's where he's touching on the idea. It's not a structural lesser. You see, mikom kom kiven the nafkalei mitara socher ko avar al ki li bnei Yisrael avodim avodayim. Okay, so you see, because what he's saying is that since it's not a structural lesser, because he's not really doesn't really have anything of an evet, but in shame. He did a work of an Eved of 3 years. So in terms of Shlemus HaAdam, it's an Issa. It's an Issa to partake of the shame Avdus. And the shame Avdus is Shalosh Shanim. So, you know, so he can't, but it's interesting the way he has it, because he has it, he says, Milahaskar Atzmo Lios, either Malamed or Sofer or Shalom Lachos, like a butler, for instance, Leos bebeis balabayis, Leos bekeva imo, the Leos samach al shulchano. Because that's really the emotion where the person has the security that estranges him from God. He eats off the other person's table, he always has the food, and he's with him bekeva, bekvius. So 3 years is a shame of it, so it's an issa. So that's what the Groth Seichen cites over here. That according to Taisvis would be mutter because he could always be chazer. But according to the Mordechai, it's usher. Okay. In other words, what the Torah reveals by Mishnah Schar Socher is that you have that security. In the 3 years, the Eved has double, but the security and the association and the emotions of the Eved is if he's kavua in somebody's house for 3 years, samach hashulchan. Okay? Very, very sofer. It's mashma if the guy made a deal with me, live in my house and sit and learn, we also be able to. The stop of that by a ben is not also. Because by the ben, it's not that same emotion. You see, where he does it himself, so he worked out his own situation for his own security. But ben eitz halaviv is just the metzias of it's not that same psychological metzias. Because he's expected to go and work. The avos chayev to teach him parnasa. So it's not considered but mocha atzmo means that he's trying to avoid the situation of work. But the situation of Ben is not an avoidance. It's just a natural thing, and the father expects him to go to work. So it's not we didn't work out anything that's in a sense that's like permanently avoiding his responsibility.
And if he
does, I mean, he works out for his father. He'll work for his father, and that'll be us. If he works out, he's going to work for his father.
That doesn't work for his father.
If he doesn't work, that's different.
He's still working all his whole life.
It's a separate problem.
In other words, he's not zakoi. It's his father's good graces, so that he's not over. In other words, we didn't work anything out.
He just wasted life.
He's just loafing around. But the father at any moment can dismiss him. So there's no security there. The security is where he works it out. But it's an amazing Mordechai. Okay.
So working for the father might be
a... If he works, if he has a job working for the father for 3 years, and he's somach al-shulchan and he's kavu etzlo, that might be a nisa. Because then he can't fire him. It's a deal. Then it's a deal.
But that's
only because the sense. It's interesting that the Torah knows the sense of security, that he's somach al shulchanah. That's a very big emotional satisfaction. Mm-hmm. If he's working for his father, and he has his own house and his own shulchan, that's a different type of emotion.
Mm-hmm. Right, isn't it?
It's a different type of emotion.
But
I mean, in my opinion, I mean. I'm not giving my final word on it, but Eved Kenani is also a bad institution because you're taking away freedom, you're taking away Bechira from an Adam. So if he's not roy for it, so then you're doing him a favor. Because it's like Aristotle says, not everybody deserves to be a free man. Because to be a free man, you have to be on a certain level. So that's why the Torah says that you're allowed to take an Eved. But you see that Rabbi Gamliel was mafkir avdo, was to make a minion. So why? Because he's not over his nachalta. So you see that he apparently felt that for that Eved he'd be better off being a ben charon. So he used the halachic mechanism to get him out. So you see that you have to do with all these things. You have to look for the justice of the person, and the halachic mechanisms are there to be employed as a means for that purpose. I would say that that in America, even if the fact that they got rid of slavery was a big thing, was really a mitzvah because they were rishayim, and they were really torturing people. So it's an institution of rishis. So that was a mila that they got rid of. If it was really an institution like the Torah had, and it was done for people that are not right to be b'nei charon, and they didn't abuse it. But that's not the case. They abused it.
Right.
So I would say that. I mean, it's not politically. It's not a question of a decision today. But I would say that in the Civil War, that Jews should be on the side of the freeing the avodah.
It's also like
The halacha is constructed with loopholes because the halacha wants to make it possible for a person to go after the elements of shleimus adam. So that's why you have so many possibilities.
Like
it's one of the reasons you have so many possibilities. Okay.
Which is like the idea.